I think all of us have a favorite person. I think that's just the way we are. We have a favorite person. So I'm titling my message this morning, The Favorite. The scripture I'm going to read from the New Living Translation is Luke 2, 41 through 52. And this is about when Jesus was in the temple, 12 years old or somewhere around that particular age. And he was talking with all the teachers in the temple. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. And when Jesus was 12 years old, he attended the festival as usual. And after the celebration was over, they started home to Nazareth. But Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and his parents didn't miss him at first. I always find that interesting, but most parents usually miss their kids, but really sometimes when you're around a lot of family and fellowship and everything, their kids aren't around, you just figure they're with some part of the family somewhere. Because they assumed that he was with friends among the other travelers. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. And when they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, they finally discovered him. He was in the temple, or in the church, sitting among the religious teachers, discussing deep questions with them. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. His parents didn't know what to think. "Son," his mother said to him, "why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic searching for you everywhere." In red letter editions attributed to Jesus' word says, "but why did you need to search?" he asked. "You should have known that I would be in my father's house." But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, and his mother stored up all these things in her heart. So Jesus grew both in height and in wisdom, and he was loved by God and by all who knew him. May God add the blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word. I always think about that when his mother held all these things in her heart. We know very little about Jesus from 12 years old up until the time when he went into the ministry around the age of 30. But there's things in the Apocrypha, there's people's writings and so forth, and they never made it to the canon scripture, but there's a lot of people who've done a lot of research. So you can find some things, and whether they're accurate or not, we don't know because we weren't there. One of the stories that always sticks in my heart is when he took as a young man, he took a little bit of clay and threw it up in the air, and they turned into birds. Because he was the creator. He was the creator God. So he knew all things.